Just Your Shorts, and welcome to the program. My name's Ray. Today is May 1st. It is May Day out there, people. International Workers' Day. Celebrate. Anyway, this is a little program where we invite you to adjust your shorts up nice and high because you're about to get kicked in the dick with the news. I say we just go ahead and jump right into it. First up, in CNN News, CNN World, Ukraine minerals deal is largely symbolic, but that's enough for Donald Trump. Some key takeaways. First of all, this is neither Donald Trump nor Vladimir Zelensky. So what? I mean, what got signed? Does it even count? Well, I'll tell you what signed, and it does count, but it doesn't really mean much because neither side gets what they want. The deal does not procure, it gives the U.S. first rights at minerals, but not the land underneath it, which is an important speaking part when you're talking about minerals companies. If you don't know this, when you buy a piece of land, there might be a company that owns the mineral rights to the land, to underneath your land, and then they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. I found that out when I was looking at property to potentially grow weed on in southern Arizona. And it's like there's a lot of mining companies that own the mineral rights to what's underneath, and you can't do shit about it. So anyway, this is a deal that offers some mineral rights to the United States, but no secure guarantees. It also does not pay back what we have spent so far, which was supposed to be the whole deal, is they were supposed to be paying us back for what we've spent on the war so far, but that's not in the cards. It is a moving forward deal, and it also does not procure any specific protections from the United States in terms of we're supposed to protect them from the Russian incursion, which that's also not in the paperwork. So what's it for? Optics. All right, moving on. Politico. Oh, yes. Kamala Harris is back to talk again. Was she drunk? Maybe. It depends on what time of day it was. Is anyone listening? Oh, unfortunately. Boy, are they going to run her again? Do we think? Oh, but she's clearly doing an advertisement for Emerge. Because she's talking in front of a podium that is just shrouded in Emerge paraphernalia. San Francisco Kamala Harris has returned to the national stage on Wednesday and issued a call into action. Oh, my God. Anyone, she's talking about the economy, remember how poorly her campaign was run? I mean, granted, she was given a very short period of time to get it all together, but a fuck ton of money went missing. So we're not listening to anybody who has missing dollars, and they're going to tell us about money. All right, into Reuters. China, Japan, South Korea will jointly respond to tariffs, Chinese state media says. Now, this was a fun thing because if I read this correctly, this is a social media post that both South Korea and Japan were like, what? Nuh-uh. State media comments came after the three countries held their first economic dialogue in 5 years on Sunday. Okay, well, so they are getting together to talk, seeking to facilitate regional trade as the Asian export powers brace against U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. I mean, it seems like these tariffs are obviously going to affect the world market. We are the leading consumer of everything. So it paves the way for obvious result that the countries that sell stuff to us are absolutely going to suffer. And so they're going to have to start trading with each other, but it seems like each other doesn't want to buy the product. We're the ones that buy all the product. I mean, what a crazy thing. China buys bonds from us, props up our economy, and then sells us stuff. It's almost like the whole thing is made up. And all we got to do is realize, oh, right, the whole thing is made up, and then we don't need money anymore. Careful, careful. We can't go down that road. All right, moving on. Financial Times. Spain and Portugal blackout. There was a power blackout that they said was due to like fluctuating power grid or vibrating power grid. Low resonance vibration, I think, was the key that they used. But here's the fun thing. Okay, this headline says, Spain and Portugal blackout blamed on solar power dependency. Now, what that sounds like is the solar power failed, and that's why there was a blackout. But if you read a little bit further, it says the instability of Spain's electricity grid to manage an unusually high power supply of solar power. An unusually high supply of solar power fuck, I'm not going to say it again, was a key factor in Monday's catastrophic blackout. So, yes, the solar power was partially responsible, but it was because the power was too strong. So, that should be the headline. The headline should actually read, solar power way too strong for our grid. Better update the grid. Gah! All right, Al Jazeera. Israel wildfires flare near Jerusalem for a second day, and arson arrests were made. There's a wildfire nearing the city of Jerusalem, and my only thought on this is, that's God's city, so if the fire burns it, well, he works in mysterious ways. All right, moving on. The Guardian. I just wanted to move into The Guardian because the BBC was just echoing everything that I saw on Google News. Or maybe Google News was echoing everything in the BBC. But here's the headlines from The Guardian. Trump administration jails hundreds of immigrants in notorious federal prisons. So now we've started keeping them here instead of sending them to El Salvador. U.S. government has jailed hundreds of immigrants in notorious federal prisons in a dramatic escalation of its detention practices, cutting off people from their attorneys and families and subjecting them to brutal conditions, according to accounts from behind bars. I mean, I don't really have a good solution here. Every time we send immigrants back, we let in millions of immigrants under the Biden administration, which is fucking crazy. Any country that is a self-respecting, sovereign, first world country, you can't just walk on in. So why were we letting them do it? It's clearly to pad voters in certain regions, and they didn't really care who they were letting in. It was an open border policy, which is fucking insanity. So now we're trying to undo it, and it's not working. What I'm seeing here is that when you try to undo anything that's crazy, the machine just clamps down doubly hard, and we'll get into that next right here. Musk says Doge has made progress, but not as effective as it would like after the first 100 days. By the way, he was only supposed to do this for 100 days. I think he's going to back out and go back to running his other companies. And they've saved, he says, $160 billion. We looked at the facts on that. The receipts only show like $38 billion or something like that, which just isn't enough. You know, what we have is a machine that wants your money. They are trying to collect as much as they can. I mean, the difference between collecting a few percent, like let's say I would be willing to pay 5-10% to maintain my way of life. But what they do is they take the money up to 40% of your income, 37.5%, which is just insane. And they put it towards things that we don't trust. And then they don't tell us what they're doing. The thing that Musk discovered with his Doge team is that the government does not have a responsible way of spending the money. So we need reform. And when you try to do it, the claws just get back in there and they stop you at every point. And they put up these banners of humanitarian concern. Meanwhile, they just keep on spending our hard-earned money. I mean, I work fucking hard for my money and I don't give it to bums. You know what I mean? All right, moving on. NBC News. Oh, yeah. NASA astronauts step outside space station to perform the fifth all-female spacewalk. Why does it have to be celebrated that it's all female? Here was a funny thing. One astronaut who missed out on the first all-female spacewalk because of a spacesuit sizing issue got her chance 6 years later on Thursday. I'm guessing the spacesuit wasn't too big. You can't just keep the weight off for a week to make sure your spacesuit fits. Oh, that's just too funny. I mean, I don't understand why this is on the heels of the all-lady astronaut team that went up into space on Bezos's giant penis rocket and then came back down and kissed the ground. It's like, guys, okay. They're the fairer sex. Maybe they know something we don't. You know what? I'm going to try to open my mind here. It is important to have all women going into space. My joke was that the Blue Origins company, which is Bezos' rocket company, one of the early ideas was they were potentially going to send trash into space. But it didn't work, obviously, because all those ladies made it back. Okay. Oh, and then I just Googled deep sea mining because that's been the thing in my mind. This is what I think is going on. And this is in real time. So 12 hours ago, Native Hawaiian groups raise alarm after Trump fast tracks deep sea mining. One day ago, deep sea mining company becomes first to ask Trump for international permit. 3 hours ago, Trump greenlights deep sea mining as U.S. companies clash with global law. 2 hours ago, Donald Trump is right to go after metals in the deep sea, tearing up the sea floor. It's bad enough that we drill oil. What happens when we drill oil? We leave these giant pockets of accidental oil that we spill. What was the Exxon, not Exxon Valdez, but what was the one that was leaking for so long until they managed to stop it? This is like 10 years ago. Was it the Exxon? No, that was Exxon Valdez. This was, British Petroleum, BP, was leaking into the Gulf of Mexico, which is now, well, you know what it is. Anyway, I think that's what's going on. Make sure to include the NPR, because I'm trying to make sure that I'm not super one-sided. Right now, I feel very anti-Democrat because of how insane they are, but I'm really not a Republican. I am the information party. That if you give me an information party, that's the one I'm on. I want the one that just, we make our decisions based on the information, not based on partisan, you know, where I have to be a part of the cult that's blue or the cult that's red. You call it what you want. They used to call it liberals, but now you can't. That's just dumb. Anyway, okay. Trump's VA strands thousands of veterans by ending a key mortgage program. I do think we need to take care of our veterans. Even if they fight and they don't know what the fuck they're fighting for, they think they're doing the right thing. And quite honestly, the only reason that we have the country that we have is because of our military. These people are badass. They go out and they, you know, put their lives at risk so that we can continue buying candy for 90 cents. And it's just, even if it's got plastic in it, you know, whatever. Okay, moving into the good news. On this day in history, May 1st, 218 years ago today, the Slave Trade Act of 1807 entered into force in Great Britain, abolishing the British participation in the transatlantic slave trade. Wow. So May 1st, May Day, also International Workers' Day, is also the day that the Slave Trade Act of 1807 entered into force in Great Britain. I mean, that kind of all goes together. It's like the same day that we gave up free labor over in Britain, we started celebrating the international workers. Something there. Okay. No AC needed in India's heat inside Gujarat's eco-friendly cool house. Well, what's this? Let's see what that is. Western India is home to one of the hottest deserts on earth, and the residents of the western states of Rajasthan and Gujarat have traditionally used architecture to keep cool, utilizing principles of thermodynamics. In one house in the city of Bharuch, where temperatures can hover at 110 degrees, that's like here, says cool all day and all summer without ever needing the air conditioning switched on. In fact, the interior is breezy. You know, what's funny is there's also an element of getting used to how hot it is. I notice here in Arizona, if I wait until it's 100 degrees before I turn the AC on in my car, I'm fine. I don't sweat. As soon as I start offering myself a nice 68-degree breeze in my car, guess what? It's a lot hotter when you get out. That's for sure. Let's stay on it here with the good news. Capable of powering 1.1 million homes, the first of 64 offshore wind turbines rises above the North Sea. All right. I guess that's good. A lot of people complain about solar. So I'm not sure just how good that is, but moving on. Surfer conquers biggest waves in the world despite having only one leg. All right. Did he lose it? How did he lose it? Was it surfing? Was it a shark? Peg leg. Bennett was born with a birth defect, okay, that led to the amputation. There you go. So it wasn't a shark. I wonder if it was, would he still be out there? Taylor, guitar is made from condemned, urban trees and, what? And imperfect ebony are saving money. Condemned urban trees. Oh, I see. Like they're going to fall. Okay, I got it. Okay, all right. So utilizing leftover materials instead of new material. And electricity captured from falling rain conjures the ultimate picture of tropical sustainability. So is it a turbine? Is it capturing it and sending it through a funnel and spinning a thing? Because that's a smart idea. Scientists in Singapore have broken a long-standing limitation on the ability to generate electricity from flowing water, suggesting that another elemental force of nature could be leveraged for renewable energy, and that is rain. Okay, they've turned on 12 LED light bulbs. So they've generated approximately 12 watts of power. You know what? Hey, at least that'll keep the lights on. Guys, that's it for today. You can adjust your shorts back down to their normal level and consider yourselves kicked in the dick. This is Adjust Your Shorts. I'm Ray Stone. Enjoy your day. Bye.